Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, we are on Pei Amabez by the two dots before the Mishnah. There is daf Pei in Shir, either it's up already or should be up, was given last night, relating to Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. So we had daf back on Samach Bei, Samach Gimel. I just never got to give the Shir, but should be up, Ezer Hashem, on the OU website. Feel free to listen. Again, Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Okay, Pei Amabez, two dots. Kama Hu Shiuro. So, the Mishnah said yesterday that there is a minimum shear that is required for Erev Chatzeros. As we mentioned, the halacha yesterday, explained by the Taz, for Erev Tchumin, one requires a shear l'kol echad ve'echad. For Erev Chatzeros, one requires one shear altogether. We mentioned the Taz because the Erev Chatzeros is meant to unify, and therefore one for everyone serves the purpose. Erev Tchumin, everybody is their own separate world. Everybody has their own reasons for extending their Tchum, for having their Tchum in any direction. That's why it's l'kol echad ve'echad. So the Mishnah gave the minimum shiurim for the Erev Chatzeros. As we know, that's what these prakim are about. So, the Mishnah had said, one needs, when they are merube, mazon shtei sudas lekulam, enough food for two meals for each lekulam, for all of them. Bizmach hein mu'atin, when they are less people, then it's like kagrogoris, like a dried fig for each person. And then Rabbi Huda says that's only at the beginning, but afterwards you don't need too much left, all you need is a kol shehu. So, what does it mean, many, and what does it mean, few? So, kamahu shiur v'chulo, says the Mishnah, kamahu merubin, amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, shmona esrei b'nei adam. 18 people. 18 people is the cutoff. So the word says, shmona esrei v'su lo, exactly 18? That's merubin, exactly? No more, no less? So the word says, no. Ema mishmona esrei ve'elach. From 18 and up. 18 and up, that is called merubin. And umay shmona esrei denakat. So why? What's the magical number of 18? What chai? What does 18 tell me about Eruv? So I'm Rav Yisrael, Brad Rav Yehuda. Yisrael Rav Yehuda says, "L'didi mifreshali minei da'aba." This is how I heard, and I heard the explanation of what Shmuel said. Rashi adds in two words, "Dilakulaktani." The point of the Mishnah and of the explanation of the Gemara is always to try to be makel. Remember, halacha divrei makel be'erev, as we had earlier on Daf Mem Vav. So here too, we always try to be makel. In what way? Kol she'ilu mechal kol amazon shtei sudos b'nehen. If you had enough for two meals, and you split it up amongst all the residents, ve'ein maga'as grogeris l'kol echad ve'echad, and each one would not get a grogeris, meaning there would be so many people that they wouldn't get a grogeris for each, hein hei merubin, so those are called many people, v'sagi b'mazor shtei sudos, and all Chazal required was two meals worth. That's it. V'ilo, and if not, mu'ataninu, and if not, meaning there is enough for each person to get a grogeris, so then they're considered mu'atin, and therefore they would only need a grogeris l'kol echad v'echad. Either way, it's l'kula. You would never need more than two sudos for 18 people. We either are getting a grogeris, and if not, you just need a grogeris l'kol echad v'echad. V'agav urche, kamashmul, and just derech agav, we learned the shtei sudos havi shmona esrei grogeris. That number is 18. But it's not something substantive that we need to have at 18, but that's just the number. But either way, we find it lakula in both directions. The Ritva here discusses, what about mashkin? What would he say about liquids? As we know, chatzer, usually, as we mentioned, we use matzah or bread, and for Sheet of Mavos, we use wine. That's generally, but we saw earlier they could use other things. We mentioned for Sheet of Mavos, you could use oil, you could use other elements, other types of food. So, but the Riffier says, what's the shear for liquids? Sometimes it's not always clear the shear for solids and liquids. So here it's Grogeris. I'm talking about Kizayis and Revius, which can be parallel. But either way, the Ritva notes here, he tries to figure out exactly how much liquid would be needed. I think I remember a couple weeks ago we mentioned the issue of trying to compare liquids and solids for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. We mentioned the thought of the Kasher Klaver. Go to the Kasher and the Eretz Tzvi, where the problem that we've mentioned is the shear for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. I think we mentioned this very recently. And that is, there are those that are Mako. We mentioned actually yesterday, right? We spoke about the shear for Kiddush and how much one has to drink. Can he be mishtatef all of the mesubin, as we mentioned yesterday, from the Savi to Pumpadisa? So we mentioned in the past the thought of the Eretz Tzvi trying to defend the minhag of some to make Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps on Shabbos morning for the Kiddush Durabanan of Kiddusha Rabbah. So he says, well, maybe the shear is only for liquids, and that's when you would need to make Kiddush on a Revius and to drink a Rove Revius, the regular Shiurim. But maybe when it comes to schnapps by whiskey, is that really a liquid? Is that really a mashke that you would go by those Shiurim of a Revius and a Rove Revius? Maybe it's what's called a beverage, which is drunk not just to quench your thirst, but it is because, for other reasons, because I'm drinking for to make a toast, whatever it is. So maybe there the Shiurim don't go by regular liquids. It goes by a kezias, which would be a smaller shear, and that's the heter, that's the defense for those that use that shear. The problem with that, Rav Shechter quotes from Chaim Ivalajin, that if it's such a great answer, it undermines what it's trying to do. And that is, if it's not a liquid, then you can't make kiddush on it. Right? If you can't make kiddush on soup, you can make kiddush on chamar medina, which is a liquid, or chawa. That's about it. You can't make it on something in between. So therefore, the answer might be so great. He wants to say only the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam mentioned at the end of Maseches Machshirin. Only those seven liquids can be used, and this is not called a liquid. But then once it's not called a liquid, then maybe you can't even use it for kiddush. But there also, you have the interplay between solids and liquids. How do you change over and go from shiur from one to the other? So that's the Ritva's point here, trying to figure out in terms of mashkin, how much mashkin would be needed for an Eruv Chatzeros. Okay, either way, now we move on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, so this Mishnah will be familiar with those of us who remember back from Daf Chavav, from the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah had the same exact lashon. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, chutz b'namayim u'namelach. One could use for anything. For in Eruv Pashtus, what does this mean? If you put the word Eruv with Shituf, you probably mean Eruv Chatzeros and Shituf Mavos. And also, that is the context of these prakim. So that's the simple understanding. What does this mean? You can use anything you want, really, for an Eruv Chatzeros or Shituf Mavos, except for water and salt. Why not water and salt? If you remember the Rashi back on Daf, Chav Vav Mabez, Rashi says, an important line, why? Delav mi di demazon heim. They are not food. As we know, they are not sustaining. The time of the Eruv Mishum, the Daito Vidiraso Bimakum Mizonosavu. And the reason for the Eruv is because his Da'as, a person's residence, is where his food is. We had this a couple of daf ago also. Makam Pita Goreim, Makam Lina Goreim, you go by where you eat, where you sleep. But this is Rashi, right here on Daf Chavav, that the Iker is the food. Since they put their food all in one place, Naase Ki'ilu Kulam Darim Besocho. It's as if they all live there. V'nimsu Kulam Rishos Achas. So it goes because you put the food there. But if you put a water bottle there, a water bottle is not called living there. That's not called food. Put a salt shaker there. That's not it. You put on a food. You put some snacks there. You put, even if not bread, snacks, fruit. So that's the davar chashuv. That's something that could sustain and could satiate even sometimes. So that is the reason you can't use water and salt. Rashi there had said also what type of Eruv is being referred to there, beginning of the third parak. Bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, Rashi says, Eruve chatzeros vitchumin. That's what Rashi says there on Daf Chavav Mabez. Here, the simple understanding is we're talking about chatzeros, but the Gemara is going to discuss it. So, bakol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin, everything with mayim and melach, except for mayim and melach, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kikar hu Eruv. Rabbi Yeshua says, a kikar, a whole kikar is an Eruv. You could use for Eruv. Afilu ma'afet sa'ah v'hu prusa, even if it's a huge challah, but you're missing a piece, it's a prusa, so ein ma'arvin ba, you can't use that. You have to use a shalem. Kikar ki'isar v'hu shalem, a much smaller one, but it is whole ma'arvin bo. So one can be ma'ariv. Again, this is a din de Rabbanan. Remember, what to use for Erev Chatzeros? But the Rabbanan said one needs to use a shalem. We'll have to see why that is, but he only needs to use a shalem. Right, we know Hilchas Brachas too. That's also a din de Rabbanan. Make a brach on a shalem and not on a prusa. So we find on a Rabbanan level, it might be Kein Daraisa regarding other halachas, but this is the halacha. It says Rabbi Yeshua, you have to use a whole. And that's what we paskin. We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch soon. First, though, let's continue. Tanita Chada Zimna. Didn't we have this same exact lashon earlier in the Mishnah? So we had that earlier. So why do you need it twice? So you might have said once by Erev Tchumen, once by Erev Chatzeros. You might have said that. Maybe that's why Rashi earlier already puts in Erev Chatzeros, because he knows the Mishnah is going to ask here, what do you need both of them for? So he knows that. That's why he puts Chatzeros in, even though that's not the context. Remember, the third paragraph was all about Erev Tchumen. So why is Rashi putting that in there? Maybe because of this Gemara. Right? What bothered Rashi? Maybe this line right here. Tadid Echad HaZimno. We already had it. So answers the Gemara. Amar Rabba La'afuke. First answer. La'afuke midi Rabbi Yoshua. Maybe the first line of our Mishnah is trying to prove and show that this, we don't hold like Rabbi Yoshua. The second opinion in our Mishnah. De Amar Kikar in midi Achrini lo. Rabbi Yeshua says they have to use a shalem, a whole matzah or roll. You can't use a prusa, a piece. Kamash v'lan bakol. That's the chiddush of the first line. Bakol means even a prusa. That's the Havamina. The first day of the Gemara, we think that the Tanakama holds the chiddush of bakol is you can use anything you want, including broken pieces of challah. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Are you allowed to use that? Esve abaya we learned in a brisa. Bakol ma'arvin eruve chatzeros. U bakol mishtatvin shitufe mavos. You could use anything. Velo amru la'arev bepas ela bechatzer belvad. You could use whatever you want for an erev chatzeros, but you have to use bread. So how do you put the ratio and the sefer together? You can use whatever you want, but pas needs to be used for chatzer. So man shamis leit to amar pas in midiachrini lo. So who says that second line that you have to use bread and nothing else? Rabbi Yoshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. That you have to use whole bread. But you have to use bread. Viktani bakol. But so what do you do with the first line of the brisa? So what must he mean? You have to add these words into the Gemara. He must mean all types of bread. That's what he mean, and it must be limited. But you see, the word bakol is not coming to exclude that element of Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry, I misspoke before. I jumped the gun. Really, this meant, doesn't the Tanakama hold the accused anything, not only bread? We're going to get to what I said in a minute. But the Gemara says from this line, from this brisa, you see, that Rabbi Yeshua would allow even any type of bread, and that's what the word bakol is including. So, Ela Amar Abba Bar Avchana, what must our Tanakama be excluding? La'afuke midi Rabbi Yeshua, regarding the other half of what Rabbi Yeshua's statement is. Not bread versus other food, but whole versus part. Da'amar shlema in prusa lo, kamash malan bakol. That's the chiddush of our Tanakama. Not that you could use other items other than bread, but that you could use a prusa, broken pieces of bread. Period. So that's the rule. The rule is, the Rabbi Yeshua at least holds, you have to use a whole bread, and that is what we hold, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch. V'tayma prusa maitayma, so what, maitayma lo, why? You're combining them to be one big happy family. So why wouldn't you be able to use a half a challah? What would be the problem of using that? So he answers the Gemara. Amar of Yossi ben Shaul Amar Rebbe Mishum Eva. The problem is Eva. Eva usually we have in the context of Jew versus non-Jew relationships. Here we have it, Jew versus Jew. And that is, if I give a whole challah and I know my neighbor is going to give a crumb, he's going to give a slice, I can't believe that. He gave that and I gave this? It's not fair. So that will, we're trying to bring Achdus here. So if we don't have a standard that everybody could hold of, so then that could bring the opposite of Achdus. That's what Chazal say. Everybody's got to give a whole item. Okay, a big one, small one, people aren't going to be medactic about that. But if somebody has to bring a whole challah, somebody's going to have to bring a half, shirayim, leftovers, so that wouldn't be productive in terms of bringing everybody together, and therefore we require everyone to bring something whole. So what's the Din d'Rabbanan? If you look in the Rif here, the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi that says that there was one time there were two people that hated each other, and they made an Erev together, and they each brought out whole challahs, and they saw each other, and they're like, oh wow, wonderful, we love each other, and that brought Achdus. There was a story in the Yerushalmi how this is true. Period. The Rashbi here asks, so we know, as we mentioned earlier, Safek, Eruv, or any issue of Eruv is always Lekula. So why all of a sudden here do we paskin Lechumra? Why don't you paskin like the Tanakama, that you could even use a half a piece of bread? No, we paskin Lechumra. We paskin that you have to use whole items. Or you have to use chalas. Yeah, let's even read it. If you want to look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. You have to use whole prusas. Says the, you know what, actually we'll, the Yesh Shapirshu, started, Ein Ma'arvin, Shin Samach Vav, Ein Ma'arvin Biprusa, Afilu Hi Gedola Harbe, Avo b'shleima, if you look at Tana Ma'od Ma'arvin, right, we're a trivia question. Two halachas where you need a shalem. Right, Hilchas Brachas, that everybody knows, but Hilchas Erev Chaseros. You have to use a shalem, even if it's small. It's better to use a small whole one than a big piece. Ubilvad sheyeh b'hem kol kach sheyeh b'hem kishir. Mihu, we'll get to, if some pieces are missing, is that still called a shalem? But we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. V'yesha pirshu, and the Ramah adds, v'yesha pirshu, hadein ma'arvin rakma pas shalem hainu, shakol ha'erev b'yachad yihiyeh pas shalem. Are you allowed to go around and collect ingredients from all the people of the chaser and put it together? Says the Ramah, as long as the result is a shalem, that's good enough. V'lochei nagu l'kabetz b'kol bayis v'bayis ma'at kemach v'osen chalach ha'shleimu ma'arvin ba. Right, that is the minhag, says Ramah, what they used to do in the days of old. They used to collect ingredients from all of the residents and then make a challah. V'chein ha'minhag ha'pashik b'chol medinos ha'elu. And that's the minhag in all of these counties. V'afal pi, adds the Ramah, shenish tayer min ha'kamach lo nasa mikulo challah. Sometimes you collect all of the flour and the oil and the yeast, and you have some ingredients left over after you made the challah. Oh, do we say that those people now are stuck? They didn't take part in the Erev? The answer is no. You don't have to be so medakte. They all gave. It's okay. Afilo hachi avi Erev. Dolo gara me'ilu echad mezake l'kulam. Da'atai to the hachi nasu kimcha mitchila kein niret li. That's the Ramah himself, not quoting anyone. So even if you have some left over, it's okay because this is the Tanai they originally had. Originally, they'll give whatever is used, and whatever is not used, maybe it'll be left for next week, but either way, it'll be for the person who collected. But either way, they had the das that it would be okay. The question, getting back to the Rashba, is, why do we pass in the Chumra here? Right, we have the Tanakhama here, who says you could use pieces, slices. So what do you need a whole one for? So the Rashba here gives three answers, because this is a difficult, why do we pass in this way? The Avagav, the Kaimalon, Halacha, Kedivere, Meko, Be'eriv, Afilu Hachi, Baha, Kaimalon, Krev Yeshua, the Dafka pass, Vishlema, why? Number one, who is the one that says that you can't even have even a prusa? Divir Eliezer. Said the Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer is Shamutihu, Talmud of Beis Shammai. So if we reject anybody, the halacha of rejecting Beis Shammai overrides the halacha of halacha kedivrei hameko be'eruv. That's a chiddush, right? Even though be'eruv, not if it's Beis Shammai. If Beis Shammai is Mekel and Erev, we would override that and be Machmir. That's the first day of the Rashba, because that's more of a hardcore, hard and fast principle. Not Basan like Beis Shammai, and Rebbe Lezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Number one answer. The Ode, number two, the Gemara is going in depth explaining this Shita of needing a Shalem. So that's not such a strong, maybe that's why he puts it second. Because many times we have Dafim and Shas, which explain Shitas that we don't possibly like. For example, Beis Shammai. The first three blad and Maseches Nida are all about a shita that we don't paskin like. There are many examples. That's an added point. That the Gemara seems to be very interested in this opinion of the whole. And then number three, the Ode, the Rab Mefarish Taimid Rabbi Yeshua, Mashad Shir Lekavase. Rebbe specifically is explaining, so it sounds like we paskin like him. Okay, but then he quotes the Raivin. Because of our Raivin, this is separate after the three answers. Says the Ravid, and this is what we just related from the Ramah, but now we're going a little back in history. Ani mafli, I'm in wonderment. Mahaya haminag tchila, shemitzarfen bekemach zebimat, vzebimat, voloshen otso ka'achas. The minag that the Ramah says is okay. The Ravid was wondered about. Vavotzor kikar sholim lekol echad ve'echad. Ukshem mishtarfen kulam bechala achas, halo ein lekol echad bo, ela prusa muetes. Venimsa she'irvu kulam beprusos. If everybody gave a piece, isn't that combining pieces? So the Rashba quotes, and this is where the Ramah must have gotten it from, Umistavra dekivan de ain tam leprusa elamishum eva, since the only problem is eva, I gave a whole, you gave a half. But if we all give part in order to create the whole, you go by the totsah, you don't go by what was given. You go by the result, and that's all that's important. And there is no problem. And they gave it with his das in mind. So this is the Rashba, but again, quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, Ha'arad, the Sfasema says, why didn't they just make a gzera to everybody bring prusos? Would have been easier. Right? We didn't want Ava, so you make everybody bring a whole. Why didn't we tell everybody to give a whole? I'm sorry, to give a part, half, and then also it'll be equal. So sometimes you can't say one. If somebody brings a whole one, oh, sorry, you can't bring that. You got to cut that in half. that's a little more, make a takana that you don't really need anything. It's a little more difficult in terms of formulating the takana. Okay, that is all the reason, again, why one cannot bring a prusa. So Amalei Vaiter now. Amalei Rav Acha Breidurav Al Rav Ashi Irvu Kulan Beprusas Mahu. What if they did use prusos? Irvu Kulan Beprusos. What is the halacha in that case? Do we accept it? Irvu Kulan Beprusos? Amar Lei? No, you shouldn't. Why? Shemayachzer Dab? What? Meaning if they all agree to bring prusos. No, Amar Lei Shemayachzer Dab Al Kukulo. No, you're worried that there'll be, it'll go back to the original state, and some people then will bring Shalem, and some people will bring Prusos, and therefore, it would lead to the same problem of Eva. The Rosh here quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, his Rebbe, who says, if one person is making the Erev on behalf of everybody, then he's allowed to use a Prusa. Because there's no Eva issue there. One person. That's a different mechanism of creating the Erev. So one person making it, that would be okay, and that Maharam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. In the next sif, in Shin Samach Vav, Sif Zayin, Im Echon Mezake Lekulam, Yachol La'arev Biprusa. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Lo Shayach Klal Kan Klal Mishum Eva. It's a totally different type of case. It's not that everybody gets together and says we'll use a prusa, that doesn't work. But if one person is Ma'arev on behalf of everybody else, that does work. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Now let's talk a little bit about what does a shalei mean. And these Gemaras and Rishonim are also quoted Lagabe. We'll have to see exactly what the parallels are for Brachos and Shabbos Lecha Mishnah, as we'll see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Nitla heimena kadei chalasa. What happens if I made challah, what we call challah, and then all of a sudden I realize, I forgot to take off halachic challah. So I took off a little bit of halachic challah. Is that still called a shalei? I took off a little bit of it. Ukedei dimua, or kedei dimua. What does that mean? So pashtus, let's say it means that I had a loaf, flour of chulin, and I'm a Yisrael, and a little truma fell in, so it's medume. And if it's medume, so now there's halachas, I have to take off a little bit, so I'm not stealing from a kohen. I don't know whether it's, but right, it wasn't enough to be batel, so I gotta take off a little bit. So also there, I had to take off for halachic reasons. Is that called a shalem? So ma'abin loba, that's okay. It's still called a shalem in that case. By the way, the Gemara assumes, which is what we paskin, and that is, even though l'chatchila, one is supposed to take off challah when it's in a dough, before it's baked, right, when it's risen and now it's a dough, but let's say somebody forgot. Right? The Shiloh comes up, various times. I've gotten the Shiloh before. Right? If a woman, I didn't take off challah. So we pass, you can take off challah afterwards. Right? You have to put all the challahs together, somehow be mitzarif them, put them all under a big towel, put them all on the counter together, be mitzarif them, and then take off challah for one. So one of them you're not going to be able to use for Lecha Mishnah. That's what we usually say. So let's see what the Gemara says. But that's what an assumption of this is that even though it's baked, so then, you can still take off. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says, or Yonasan ben Shaul says, you can still use that for your Erev. It could still be a shalem in this regard. V'hatanya k'dei dimua ma'arvin loba, k'dei chalasa in ma'arvin loba. But we have a brisa that says, no, k'dei chala, if you have to take off for chala, whatever the ratio is, right, on a drabana level, because remember daraisa, the Gemara doesn't say anything. The Torah doesn't say what the shear is. For Meiser, the Torah says what the shear is. But for almost everything else, we have to, the Chazal instituted certain numbers, right? For Truma, 140th, 150th, 160th, and for Challah, 124th, 148th, all the different shiurim as Bezrim we'll get to now. But either way, Chalasa is bigger, so you can't use that as a Shalem. So, Lokasha, Habachalas Nachtom, Habachalas Balabayas. So it depends if you're talking about a baker or not. Chazal or Mako on a baker, because it's his parnasa, and he has to sell these challahs, and if he has to take off more, it's gonna hurt him. So chazal or Mako in terms of how much a baker has to take off. It's not, as the Mishnah says, in Maseches Challah. Shear challah echad me esrim va'arba'a. The shear for challah, for an average individual, is 1/24. Bizman hazeh, we just take off a mashahu, because it's gonna be burned anyway, it's not going to the kohen. But in the days of Tumah V'Tahara, they took off 1/24 to give that to the Kohen. Ha'ose Isa La'atzmo. The Isa L'mishteh B'no. This is true for somebody who's making a dough for himself or for his son, for his son's wedding. Echon Masrim V'Arba, that's the shear that we use, 1/24. Nachtom Shu'oselim Kar Bashuk. But if you have a baker that's doing it for his parnasa, for sale in the shuk, v'cheno isha, sha'asto limkar bashuk, or a woman, echad me'arboim v'shmona, it's half, it's 1/48th, right, out of the, so therefore that, 1/48th is not called a break in the shalem, but 1/24th, or other taking offs of chala, would make it a problem for shlemus. Good, so this is the halach. Now comes the rush. The rush says right here, once this halacha is established, so then, if it's missing this amount, even if it came off for other reasons, not for challah, all the Gemara here was to define the shear. But once the shear of 1/24th is the cutoff, so then anything less than that, or 1/48th, whatever the shear is, anything less than that wouldn't be a problem even if you didn't take it off for challah. Let's say your child ripped it off before you set it for the Erev. It will be okay, because all the Gemara here is defining the shear. That's the Chiddush of the Rush. Ulefiya svara, nearly, tekiva de taima mishum eva, de ein chilek bein nita l'shem chala, uvein lo nita l'shem chala. Doesn't make a difference. De ma yodin shchenav, im nita l'shem chala, o shalol l'shem chala. The neighbors don't know what the reason you took it off for. If you took it off because your child needed some or challah, no, it's a little bit. And what's the issue? The issue here is it's not going to be called Eva. If they're not going to be upset if they see a tiny drop missing. They're not going to be upset about it. So therefore, the reason should not up. You shouldn't need this reason. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh, that it shouldn't. The reason should not apply. Now, if you look down in the Karban Asano, one of the great commentaries on the Rosh on the bottom, he says, okay, this svara could apply by Erev because it's all about Eva and nobody knows. But what about Lechem Mishnah? You know it was taken off. You know your child ripped a piece of the challah off while you went to wash. It's never happened before. It's happened in the Rosner house, right? You go there, you come back, and all of a sudden you don't have Lechem Mishnah anymore. So he says, Avola inya Lechem Mishnah b'Shabbos. That's not about Eva. That's about Shalem. And therefore, if you know it's not Shalem, you cannot use it. That's the important heart of the Karban Asanel. Don't compare Hilchas Erev Chatzeros to Hilchas Shabbos. Im nita mimena kadei chala, adayin ava lecha mishna she'enuch yisaron ela tikuna. Ava lem nita mimena shalo l'shem chala, lo havi lechem shlema duhu atzmo yodea shechaser. Right, if you took it off for chala, fine. But if you took it off for any other reason, if it got ripped off, that would be a problem. That's the Karban Asano. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the halachas of Lechem Mishnah, they discuss this, and I'll just read it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan, has this Sa'ar as well. Reish Ayin Dala, that's the Simen, and he talks about what Shalem and not Shalem, and he says that this is, you don't always make comparisons between different areas of halacha. Where else might you, actually, let's wait, wait a minute for that. Where else might this come up? Besides, Shabbos and Erev Chatzeres. For another Ha'ara. We mentioned this in past Hilcha Shabbos Shirim. And that is a tshuva of the Netziv. The Netziv wrote a tshuva to his son. To his son. Sometimes his son walked in, I don't know about, maybe he was busy learning, he walked in a little bit late, I don't know which son of the Netziv this is talking about, of Chaim Berlin or of Meir Berlin. He says, he walked in a little late to Shalosh Shudas. And there weren't two rolls left. There weren't two rolls left. So, Odos haminhag bebeit chotni zekinecha beis acher echanei mesubin b'shabbes kodesh obi yantif notzim lo shtei chatichos lecha mishnah. So he used to give him two slices of challah for lecha mishnah. So behikshu achaveirim, the chevra says, oh, what is that lecha mishnah? What is this? Two slices of challah? What are you doing? It's a joke. That's not lecha mishnah. Either you have it or you don't have it. What are you doing? And they brought a raya from the Rosh by Pesach, and he says the imkain mishiyesh lo echad shalem. If you have a whole challah, one whole challah, is it better to cut it in half and then have lecha mishnah, or is it better just to use one shalem? So he says according to this, you always use two halves, so just cut it in half and better to use two. And really, nobody says that, do they? So the Netziv comes up with a chiddush. The Chiv says no, it all depends. This is the chiddush of the Netziv. It depends how it came befanecha. If you got a challah as a shalem, then it's a shalem. And they can't cut that because cutting it would then make it two halves, which are nothing. But if you come and all they have are slices, then two slices are good for you. That's how it was ba lefanecha. That's the chiddush. The ikur tawi ech baal halechem lefanenu. This is in Siman Chaf Aleph. Im baal halechem lefanenu shalem ofilu pros im nifras v'niktan mikamosa mikri chaser. Avagav dimitchilo hayabal lefanenu lechem katan kazeh hayikar lechem shapir. But since it was broken. He's trying to explain in that shuvah also why we do yachatz much earlier in the seder and not later. So then by the time 2 hours later comes and we make amosi, it's balafanecha as a prusa. That's why he's trying to explain. Maybe the Rambam Shita, they only use two matzahs, one and a half. So that's the netziv here. And therefore, it is explainable why you do it earlier for yachat, but also, if you have a whole one, don't cut it in half. Only if it comes lefanecha as two, so that way, that's why you can use that for lechem mishnah, obviously it's not as good as having two chochalas, but that's what one uses. Okay. Vaita. Again, there's a lot to talk about in terms of a farshas challah, but actually one other ha'ara. It's a medume. You know, we'll wait. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda Vaiter. Tough Rebbe Kisayim. Ma'arvin loba. What happens if you have a challah? You have to use a shalem, but it kind of got a little broken. But if you put a toothpick in, you can hold the two halves together. So is that good enough? Putting a toothpick in so it looks whole? So Rav Chisda said, yeah, it's fine. Why? Remember, the whole issue is Ava. So if it looks whole, it looks whole. The Tanya ain ma'arvin lo ba. Another Bryce says you can't. Lo kasha hadi yadiya tifra, hadi lo yadiya tifra. It depends if it's visible on the outside. If it's visible that you put it together, so then it's a problem. Because people are going to get upset. They're going to realize. But if it's not visible, then it is okay. So here, the usage of a kisame is on a very practical level in terms of whether people are going to notice or not. But there are others that expand this outside of Erev. Says the Mordechai right here, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, what about for Shalem and Hilchas Brachos? Do you have to put in the kisem? Does it make a difference if it's visible or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin, right? This is in Hilchas Betzias HaPas, not Shabbos. On a weekday, we know this. Oh, if you have apple slices and a whole apple, it's better to make a bracha on the whole apple, on a Shalem. Right? Whenever you have something whole, it's better to make a bracha on that. The yachto, we're not used to this because how many of us eat bread during the week? Right now, unless it's pizza, there's no rolls there. But how many people eat bread? So it used to be bread, and in Europe, it's more of a staple of society. But in America, in North America, bread is not as much of a staple. They don't have it on at the meal. So, but here, the halacha is, if you have bread during the week, so, both say their halacha is about how to cut the bread and how to make the bracha on the bread. The yachto prusas abetzia, v'tzorach lachtoch ma'at, and you have to cut a little bit. We have the halachas about mark cutting it a little bit before you make the bracha, so it's not a hefsek. On Shabbos, we mark it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the medaktikim. But you can't cut it because then it will take away lechem mishnah. So you mark it, but on a weekday you cut it because you don't need lechem mishnah, it just has to look whole. So as long as I cut it before and it looks whole, then it is okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about here. Shem. The achat you see in my bracha, yafridena, and after you make the bracha, avosi, you just rip it apart. Kadesh tichla bracha, boshapash shalem. So it looks whole when you cut it. So you also have this not only by Erev, but you have this by Shabbos. The Shvus Yaakov quotes this in a totally different context. The Shvus Yaakov of Yaakov Reischer has a tshuva. It happened. Probably there weren't too many esrogim in town, and there was an esrog, and the pitam kind of fell half off. So his shaila was, could he put a little pin into the pitum that will then go into the esrog and it look like the pitum is still there? Is that called shalem? Is that good enough? So now you're getting into issues. Is this the definition of esrog and not just shalem? So the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva here and he says it's okay. At least he quotes those that say it is okay. Simen lamen hey, esrog she nishmar pitmaso imdado v'hu ha'etz achadayinu mechubar v'davuk. It is hanging by a thread. Imutu levarech alav biyamtiv rishon olo. Nearly, says the Shvus Yaakov, the pashut, the mutu levarech alaha. Wow. The ha ikar atam de in levarech benita pitmaso mishum davi kechaser, luxiv, ulakachtem de binulki chatama, the kosha dayin dovuk bo, umechubar vemixas, a dayin shlema vitama ikri. It's connected. As long as it's connected, it is. It is okay. If it's only not connected, you can't. But if it's connected, it's okay. And then he quotes the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov, She pasak, Di im efshar lechaber ha'ukas v'chadome al yidei machat, Tahavi chibur v'yotzin ba'levarech aleha. Where do you know that from? He quotes, Erevin daf pei aleph. Tafra b'kisim havi lechem shalim l'gabe erev. So if it's lechem shalim l'gabe erev, boom. It's considered okay for an estroke too if the pitam or the ukitz has fallen off. Unbelievable. That's the Beis Yaakov. The Shus Yaakov is not so happy about that. Ube'emes mishamein raya klau, dehasam hatam devina lechem shalem mishem eva. Like we said. Mashenkin kol echad devina mida raisa laki chatam of eshlema, kol she'inim a chubar bo betol daso, chibar di devaracher vadilo shmei chibar, to levi ikri shalem v'tama. So I don't like that raya, but he does paskin that you could use it and make it considered shalim. The Aruch HaShulchan and other poskim are very against that. He says that maybe for esrog it shouldn't work. He says here in Reish Ayin Dalet, he quotes that shuva of the Beis Yaakov, but he says, you know, that's mafurish in the Torah. You know, the fact lechem mishnah is not mafurish. Lechem mishnah, what's called shalim? That's not a din. That's pashas not a din to araisa. So he says you could have different requirements and standards for different halachas. Either way, that's an important ha'ara. The Maritz Chayas here on the Argamara points out that Shus Yaakov, he quotes it and he says it's a big jump to compare our case of Erev to the case of Esrog. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Viter, Amar Abzera, Amar Shmuel, Ma'arvin, Bapas, Orez, Bapas, Duchen. You don't have to use bread that you make a motzi on. Right, you could use even though we say you have to use bread for Erev Chatzeres, you could use rice bread or millet bread. Amar Mar Ukva, Lididi Mifreshali Minei Demar Shmuel, Bipas Orez Ma'arvin, Bipas Duchen Ein Ma'arvin. You could use rice bread, but not millet bread. Why? Because that's not so common. People don't use that so much, so you shouldn't use it. Amar Evchia Bar Avin, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin Bipas Adoshim. You could use lentil bread. 80, really? V'ha'ahi d'havi b'shani d'mar Shmuel v'shadi l'kabi v'lo achla. Mar Shmuel had lentil bread. He threw it to the dogs, and even they wouldn't eat it. So it's not edible, lentil bread. Lentils are for cholent, or for something, not for bread. So, ha'hi d'shar minim have. No. The one that was thrown to the dogs was because it was a bunch of different types mixed in. Right? The person probably had a bunch of different grains left over. He threw them all into one dough, and he made it. That's why it was inedible. But if plain lentils would be okay. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'yatak achlecha chitim u'sa'orin u'pul v'adashim v'dochen v'kusmim v'chulu. And that's what he's talking about, all different types. That's the bread that we were talking about here. Period. Rav Papa Amar, a different answer. Ha'hit sluya b'soas adam have. No, that was made in a disgusting way, and that's why it was inedible. Dechsiv, v'hi b'galalate se'as ha'adam te'ugena le'enehem. Right, pasuk that alludes to a bread made with the use of tsoa. My v'ugas saorim tochalena. What is the word saorim? Why dafka does it mention saorim barley if it means all different types? So Amar Rav Chisda, really it means l'shiurim. L'shiurim. And this is Rav Yechezkel's talk, and it's going to be such a famine that even though it's such an inferior type of bread, you're still going to use it in a measured way to try to eat some now and save some for later. L'shiurim. Or Rav Papa Amar, Arivasa ka'arivas sa'orim v'lo ka'arivas chitim. Its shape is like sa'orim and not like chitim. What's the difference between sa'orim and chitim? So Rashi quotes, look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Miguna, it means it's an inferior type of shape, v'lo yafe, ketikun arivas chitim. Shemiyape tikun ha'uga, the cake is beautiful, agula v'na'e, round. Where's the source for round challahs? Right here. Rashi says it's beautiful to have round challahs. So, many people only have that on Rosh Hashanah. But either way, that is the, right here, Rashi. Erevin Pei Aleph. Rashi has round, not just uga, round is beautiful, Rashi says. Round challahs, round cookies, right, round is beautiful. Okay, we continue now. Says the next Mishnah. Now we get into a major Bava Metzia sugya, as is going to come up on Amud Beis. The issue of kinyanim. How am I konis something? What does the Mishnah talk about? What if I give money to somebody in order to, you know, you could get challah for me, or you could buy challah for me and use it for my part of the Erev. So, notin adam alachen vani ulanachtom. What if there is a baker that lives in my chatzar with me? So, Reuven gives money to the storekeeper or to the baker, kadeshi yizakalo Erev, in order that when he has bread, he'll be zochin on his behalf because of the money that was given. Debre Eliezer, that works. Wonderful. Rabbi Lezer says you can give the money and the bread will be yours. No, it does not work. Why wouldn't it work? What's the problem here? So we're going to get into the sugya of ma'os konos. We know there are many different types of kinyanim on a d'oraisa level. pulling, Mashiach, Hagbah, lifting up, Chazaka, doing a physical act in it, Shtar. What about Kesef? So Kesef, paying money for something, that works by Karka. Right? Kesef, right, yeah, the Mishnah says a Kiddushin. But what about for Metaltalin? What if I want to buy a cup? What if I want to buy a Metaltalin, a movable item of yours, and I pay for it? Is that good enough? Is that Kona d'oraisa? That's one shita. This is going to be a machlokas. Ma'os konos mi d'oraisa. I give the money, it's mine. I didn't do a physical action on it yet. Doesn't matter. D'oraisa is kona. Mi d'rabanan, as we will see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that mi d'rabanan, we say it's not kona. Why? Because what's going to happen? There's a worry. I pay for something, and then let's say the item that I bought is in your attic, and then ganavim or a fire is going to come. You're not going to be moser nefesh to save that, because now it's mine. So Chazal or Mesakein, that even though Ma'os or Konos de Oraisa, paying for it, but Midrabanan, you got to do a physical act, you got to do Mashiach. That's one day. But there's another day that says, no. Ma'os don't work de Oraisa. Ma'os are not Konos de Oraisa. You have to do something physical with the item. So that is a machlokes, as we'll see. But that's going to be relating to right here. That's why the Chacham say no good, because you didn't pull it. And it is not Kona, as we will talk about. Umodim bishar kaladam, but both opinions, even the Chacham agree, by other people, shezachu, meaning people who did not give the baker, let's say the baker is just taking a bread and making an Erev on the head of everybody else in the Chatzer, he can do it for everybody except the guy who gave him the money. Shezachu lo ma'osav, why? Shema ayvan la'adam elamidaito. Because everybody else, he's just doing automatically on behalf of them. But the guy who gave the money wants to buy it. Through the money. He was Megaladas that he wants to use that halachic mechanism, and that doesn't work. So that's why he's worse off than everybody else in the Chatzar who actually didn't even say anything in terms of the money. Amar Reb Yehuda, Vamed Ramamurim, when does all this work that there are some issues be'eru ve'tchumin? You need das by an Erev Tchum, as we've said, because there's a downside. But Erev Chatzeros, even Shelo L'Daito, as long as you're not using his stuff, as we said. Because Zechiah could happen Shelo B'Fanav, as we spoke about, but you can't be Chavin, you can't obligate a person Shelo B'Fanav. We had a Dapi'i in Shir a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, about the Ksosis Shita of Zachin Mei Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Can I be Zoche from somebody? What if I take off truma from somebody's field without their knowledge? So I gave them a schus, now they can eat from the rest of their field, but I took something from them. So do you say that? Zachin may Adam Shlobafanov, or only Zachin le Adam Shlobafanov? That we discussed a couple of weeks ago. Okay. My time is Rebbe Eliezer. Halo Mashach. This is the Kasha. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say, why does it work? You pay the money and now it works, but you didn't pull it. Halo Mashach. So, two answers. Answer number one. Second answer is going to get into our sugya about Ma'os, but the first answer is different. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Asua Rebbe Eliezer Kedalat Prakim Bashana. Rebbe Eliezer says that an Erev, where you stand to gain, and you want this Erev to work, so we treat it like the four times of the year. Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin, that Bedalat Prakim Elu Mashchitin Zatabach Bal Karcho. 4 days of the year that everybody needs animals. Everybody needs meat. And therefore, if a person is ready to pay a shochet, Bezdin forces the shochet to shecht an animal, even if there's a whole cow that's left, and there's only two customers left in the store. So much of this meat is going to go to waste, probably. Doesn't matter. People need it. Chazal made a takana. These 4 days, doesn't matter. People have a little bit. They want some meat. You got to shecht the whole animal. 4 days. Abal karcho, afilu shor shava elef dinar, ve'en lelokech el dinar echad. Even if the ox is worth 1,000 dinar, and the buyer only wants 1 dinar's worth of meat, kofin oso lishchot. You force him to shech the animal. Glifichach, let's just finish the price, and then we'll say how it's talking about. Im meis lelokech. And therefore, since we force him, if the animal died beforehand, before the shechita took place, then the lokech, the buyer, it's his loss. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Meis lokech ala mashach. He didn't pull the animal. What do you mean? It's his already? Rav Huna bisha mashach. Rav Huna says, yeah. It means that he pulled the animal. He pulled the animal already, so it's his, and that's why he has responsibility and he bears the loss. We're going to continue, finish the conversation, and then we'll talk about how it relates to our Mishnah. Ihachi, 1 second. If it's true that he already pulled it, and it's his, and he bears the loss. Ema Seifa, what about the next line of the Mishnah? Bishar Yemos Hashana Enokain. Any on a day of the year, you don't force the Shochet to Shecht.
I'm not going to shech my 1,000 dinar animal to give you one dinar's worth. Therefore, if the animal dies, the mocher, the seller, has to bear the loss. Amai hamashav, what do you mean? Didn't he pull the animal already? Even if we're talking about other days of the year? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak la'olam b'shalom mashach. Really, in both cases, even in the Reisha, he didn't pull the animal yet. So why does he bear the loss? Hachav mayaskinan b'shezikha lo ayidei acher. No, but he still, the shochet was mezake it to the buyer with somebody else. And therefore, as follows, b'dalit prakim elu, on these 4 days, where it's clear that what are the 4 days, by the way? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah over there. The 4 days are Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Sukkos. Why dafka those 4 days? And maybe Erev Yom Kippur also. But 4 days that everybody needs meat. So, on those 4 days, everybody needs, and it's a schus, zachin lo shelo b'fanav. So therefore, we're zochit when he's not there, and therefore, it's considered his already. B'shar yemos hashana, d'chov hu lo, ein chavin lo, ela b'fanav. But other days of the year, it's a chov. Why? Because he'd rather have his money than meat. Okay, meat is good, but it doesn't last, so it's not clearly a schus, so therefore, it does not work. Period. But what is the answer? So Reb Nachman Amar Rabu is saying that our Mishnah also, why does it work according to Reb Elazar? Because just like over there, we say Chazal instituted that it should work because this is what's required by society. So to here in our Mishnah, he obviously gave it because he wants to take part in the Erev. So even though normal rules and regulations, it shouldn't work, but here it works. That is day number one. Good. Again, there's a lot to talk about those 4 days. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? There are some goyim that say it's an usur to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So we pass and there's a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Hashanah, but just don't go overboard. Right? It's not like a regular Simchas Yontif. Good. Part of the larger issue about Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Either way, that is all day number one. Day number two. V'rav Ila Amar Rav Yochanan, a different shot. Why does it work according to Rav Elazar in the Mishnah? B'dalet prakim elu he'emidu chachamim divrei al divrei Torah. No, it's not a special rabbinic law. It's that on a d'oraisa level, it should work. And by these 4 days, all Chazal did was leave it on the d'oraisa level. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah ma'os konos. On a d'oraisa level, just paying money for a movable item, that is the din d'oraisa. It's a kinyan. Umipnei ma'amru mashicha kona. So why do we say that you need mashicha? Because we're worried that he'll say, you know what, I'm sorry, but your wheat got burned in my attic. We don't want people to be able to say that. So that's why, midrabbana we require mashicha, but midaraisa we don't. So that's why, over there, the Dal Prakim Hashanah, they left it on the din daraisa, and in our Mishnah, they left it on the din daraisa. So this is a huge topic of Moes Konos, just one ha'ara, and that is, what's the source for Moes Konos daraisa? That, fascinatingly, is nowhere in Shas. What's the source for that? So Rashi, right here and elsewhere, quotes a pasuk. Rashi quotes a pasuk that is not found in the Gemara in this context. Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Dechsiv bepodem in a hektish, v'nasan hakesav v'kamlo." In the context of the end of Sefer Vayikra, Rashi quotes when you pay it, you can redeem something from hektish. You can give money to hektish and redeem something. That's the source. And Rashi says, "Kal v'chomer v'lokeach min a hedyo." If giving money to the Beis Hamikdash redeems the item, so surely giving money to your friend, it should work. That is Rashi's Shita. Look at Tosfos also. Tosfos here, Tosfos in Bamitzia also discussed this, and he's also comfortable with the Makar. The Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all jump on Rashi. What kind of Kavachomer is that? Sometimes it's easier to get things out of Hektish, right? We know I'm Yerusal Gavokim, it's Yerusal Hektish. Who says you can compare Hektish to Hedyo? And that's why the Rashba and others say it's a Svara. There's no makar. It's a svara. It's logic. After all, the Torah says you can be kona something. This is the ultimate kinyan. You don't need a makar. I'll read you the Rashba there in Bamatzia Dafnun Vav. Elami svara kamar. Lefisha rova kinyanim nasin bakesef. Rov kinyanim. So that is, again, a big topic, but that is just one ha'ara, whether this is based on a svara or not. Let's just do the next 5 lines, and then maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Umodim b'shar kol adam v'chulu. Everybody else in the chatzer, it works for. Man shar kol adam. Amarav, balabayis. V'chein amar shmua balabayis. What does it mean? If you give it to a balhabayis, not to a baker. So then, mistama, you don't need to buy it, but you mean just to take care of it for me. Only if you give money to a baker do you want to buy something. It works because you're basically just making him a shliach. That's what you mean. Take care of this for me. Also, only if you give money does it not work. But a kli, Rashi says, sudar, kinyan sudar. Chalipin, right, you're just doing a kinyan chalipin, so that also, you're not paying for it, you're just doing a symbolic kinyan of making him a shliach, then also it would work. V'yamar Shmuel, lo shano elo da'amar lo zakeli. And it's also only if you say the word zakeli, ela aval amar arevli shliach shavi v'kani. If you use arevli, it works. So basically, we've just limited the cases that don't work. It's only if it's a baker, it's only if you gave money, and it's only if you said zakeli. If you're missing any of those three conditions, then we could just say you wanted to make the guy a shliach, not specifically a transaction, and therefore it would work. Okay, chalipin also is a huge issue. Hopefully, we'll have a dapi and shir about that too in the coming weeks. Okay, we'll stop here again. Hopefully, there's a dapi and shir up already relating to Mor Halacha B'Fnei Rabbo. But we'll continue tomorrow with the end of the 7th and the beginning of the 8th. 8th at 8 out of 10 here in Maseches Erevin.